Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced yesterday that Milwaukee will become a national leader in preparing police officers to deal with people with mental illness. By 2018, every officer will go through 40 hours of crisis intervention team training.
Mayor Barrett made the announcement alongside the family of Dontre Hamilton. Hamilton suffered from paranoid schizophrenia and was shot and killed by a Milwaukee police officer in April. The family met with the mayor on Monday, urging him to improve this kind of training.
The expanded training speeds up a pledge made in 2004 by the mayor and police chief after a similar police shooting and comes amid continued protests over the shooting of Dontre Hamilton. The Milwaukee County District Attorney has yet to make a decision on whether or not to indict the officer who killed Hamilton.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett joins us now to talk about the new mental health training requirements. Mayor Barrett, thanks for joining us again.
Good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
So other cities have crisis intervention training for some of their officers. Would Milwaukee be the first to have this kind of training for all its officers?
There are probably some very small departments that have them, but I'm not aware of a large department. We haven't done extensive research on it, but I'm not aware of another large department. And we just felt that the time was right to do this. And when you know that police officers are going to be pressed into action, sometimes when they're on duty, sometimes when they're not on duty. And so it just made sense to us to make sure that everyone who's with this department has this training because we think it's so critical.
Now, you talked to members of Dontre Hamilton's family. They were pushing for this expanded training. What kind of things were they hoping would come out of it?
Well, this has been a pretty remarkable set of events because obviously what happened to Dontre Hamilton was a tragedy for his family. And it's caused a lot of unrest locally, just as we see similar situations or situations involving African-American men and police causing a lot of consternation nationally. But what the family has chosen to do is to try to get something good out of this for the community. And what it has really focused on is the interaction between local police and people with mental illness. And we have had this crisis intervention training. We've had about 400 police officers who have received this training, but it's been done on a voluntary basis. And we think that it's important that every officer and every member of the department ultimately have this training so that they'll be able to better identify mental illness, that use tactical disengagement, deal with stigmas, and just have the tools that allow what I think is an already very, very good department and some really, really good people to do an even better job. So they, when I've met with them several times, and they they made the point that if it's a voluntary basis, it could be a situation where the people who need it the most are not getting it. And I agree with that. And so what we made the decision just to plow ahead and say, all right, we're going to do it for everybody in this department. So what we're doing is we're taking a program and we are aggressively pushing it forward and expanding it now to be a national leader.
You touched on some of what an officer might learn in this training, this crisis intervention team training. On a practical level, how would this affect the way an officer out on the street deals with someone they're in contact with?
Well, I think that it's very difficult for you and I and any person who's not in that situation to imagine what a police officer is going through and to put yourself into their shoes, because these are usually incredibly difficult situations. And that's why the training becomes more important, because we're asking people to put themselves, when I say people, police officers, to put themselves in situations that most people are just totally unequipped to deal with. Situations where people, again, are suffering from a mental illness. And so their behavior can sometimes become quite unpredictable. And you need to have certain disengagement skills for that. You need to learn how to bring the temperature down, figuratively speaking, so that you can talk to an individual. And I think that the training will only strengthen our department and make the people who work for the police department better at protecting the community and protecting themselves ultimately.
Now, ultimately, police aren't social workers. They're not mental health providers. Is a component of this training knowing when and how to connect someone that they're encountering who might have a mental illness with help that might be available?
Absolutely, yes. But the reality is that they are actually many times the social service agency of first resort as well as a social service agency of last resort, because they are the ones that have the most direct interaction with the public They're the ones that are they're called to the scene. And oftentimes, just for example, we'll have our police officers who are picking people up, and then the person may be sitting in the police car for a while until they know where they can take them, where in the community or where in an institution that person can be taken to get the help that they need. So even though the ideal situation is that they're not social workers or first responders, the reality is that they are. And again, that's what makes this training even more important.
40 hours of training for everyone on the force. How much does something like this cost the city?
Well, we're going to have to raise money, about $1.2 million to make sure that everyone is covered. The Greater Milwaukee Foundation has already stepped forward and is recommending to its board that they contribute $500,000. I've talked to another local foundation that's been very generous with us in the past to gauge their interest. But we still have a gap, so we're going to try to find businesses, foundations, individuals who recognize how important this is. And I think that there are, again, businesses, foundations, individuals who are interested in mental health, and there are also businesses, corporations, and foundations who are interested in making sure that we have good police-community relations. So we're hoping we're going to be able to generate the funds for this, but we're going to do it. We know we have to do it. We know it's the right thing to do, and it's the right time to do it right now.
What kind of response are you hearing from the police department, leadership, and rank and file?
I think that there's a recognition that the training that they have received up to this point is good training. But I don't know how people can argue against more training in the sense that it's designed to help police officers do their job in a better way. So I haven't had any flack about it. I'm sure there's some people who love it. I'm sure some people who don't want to go through it. But by and large, I think that people understand that this is something that's going to help the police officers and going to help the community. And at the end of the day, I need to have a community where the people can trust and work with the police department, and I need to have a police department that can trust and work with the people of the community. It's a two-way street, and that's what I'm looking for. And again, the police officers do a very, very difficult job. This is a tough job that is not for everybody because of the stress that you're under.
Do you expect this announcement, sticking with this community response, to de-escalate some of the protests and concern that's been going on since Dontre Hamilton's death?
Oh, I don't know that, but I will say that, again, I really applaud the Hamilton family and their willingness to take this tragedy and to try to translate it into something positive for the whole community. To me, that shows a lot of depth. It shows a lot of character. It shows a lot of courage at a time when they're still grieving, that they're trying to take this terrible tragedy and really do something good for the entire community.
And a lot of people in Milwaukee and beyond are waiting for word on whether the district attorney will indict the officer involved in that shooting. Do you have a sense of when we might get that announcement?
I don't. The reports I've heard is that he's planning on doing it before the end of the year, but I don't know for certain when he's going to do it.
And Governor Walker said this week that he would be ready and willing to call in the National Guard if there are protests in the wake of such a decision. Do you think the governor was right in making that announcement?
My office had not had any contact with his office. My understanding is that on a regular basis, you've got a division of the state government that has interaction with the Milwaukee Police Department and other law enforcement. And I think having those conversations, not just for this, but for any unexpected need for help, I don't think that's a bad thing. But again, there had been no communication between the governor's office and our office about this prior to his announcement.
Mayor Barrett, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. We've been talking about his announcement yesterday that the Milwaukee Police Department will require 40 hours of mental health training for all officers.